Monmouth poll, nearly 90% of voters oppose amnesty for wall plan. By John Binder on January 28, 2019. Close to 90% of American voters say they oppose plans to grant amnesty to illegal aliens in exchange for securing a fifth of border wall funds. Despite being touted as a bipartisan effort, American voters, by an overwhelming majority, are revolting against plans to give amnesty to illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program in exchange for about $5.7 billion in funds to construct a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. One plan, which White House advisor Jared Kushner and other Senate Republicans devised, would have given about 700,000 DACA-enrolled illegal aliens three-year work permits to stay in the country in exchange for border wall funds. The plan has already failed to pass out of Congress. The second plan floated by Kushner and Senate Republicans is an effort to give more than a million DACA-enrolled and DACA-eligible illegal aliens green cards to permanently stay in the country. This would allow the illegal aliens to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. after obtaining citizenship. In exchange, the president would receive a fifth of border wall funds. The latest Monmouth University poll reveals that about 88% of voters said they oppose efforts to tie an amnesty for illegal aliens to border wall funding. Instead, voters said the issues should be dealt with separately. More than 80% of Republicans, 90% of swing voters, and even 95% of Democrats said they oppose an amnesty for border wall deal. Non-college-educated white voters, the base of President Trump's support, massively oppose the amnesty for wall deal by about 88%. All voters without a college degree oppose the plan by about 89%, as well as 92% of minority voters. Last week, Trump reopened the federal government by signing a funding bill that continues government spending at current levels. This funding measure did not include any border wall funds. A Senate conference committee has been created to attempt to strike a deal on border wall funds with a deadline of February 15. While the senators and the White House negotiate a plan, at least 30,000 illegal border crossings are expected to occur over the next few weeks, as Breitbart News reported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.